Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seat for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today, you will make another decision. So make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes. Woo-hoo! School Talk has arrived. Come on, let's go. On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen or your pad or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson. Once again, for the 1,214th time. Not like I'm counting, like I'm really count that. Can I really count that? What do you think, Mr. Baduta?
I don't know. Are you counting that much?
I don't know. Can I count 1,214,000?
I don't know.
I don't know. But then again, if you think about it, since 2003, I don't know how many shows that would be if you did a show every Friday, but you had breaks in there, but then you had some breaks and some breaks you didn't have. I bet that would be a big number since 2003. So I think I've worked the magic button, but I don't. That's just me, though. Whoa! Yeah! Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah! Hey. Yeah! Whoa.
Thank you, sister. Get ready. School Talk is in session. 244-9234. 244-WBDG. That's the magic number. So you can call that number today if you got something on your mind or if you want to talk to my guest. My guest is on the way in. We're a little bit late, looks like, but that's okay because we've got my students going to find my guest. SchoolTalk1@yahoo.com. Mr. Producer, how you doing?
I'm doing good today.
You ready to graduate?
Yeah.
I messed you up, didn't
I? I do. Well, you got me at the wrong moment.
So where'd that question come from?
Yeah, you got me. You're like, hey, you ready to graduate? Yeah.
One thing about graduating, speaking of graduating, and from season to season, you guys start decorating the studio. Looking like Christmas.
That was me and Jesse's idea. So we decided to be like, you know what? Why not get into the season already?
Okay, now how many shows before winter break?
We have one more before winter break.
So I need to get my Santa Claus outfit out. I got a Santa suit.
Hey.
I really do. Look at my Facebook. You see me.
Mr. Emerson's going to get into Santa over here.
Yeah, I'm going to get into the Evil Claus. No, I mean Santa Claus.
Evil Claus, yeah.
Anyway, my guess in the way was, what's happening up here in school? Tell me what's going on with that thing we call the...
Well, the Lady Giants did defeat... Southport at the Marion County Tournament last night.
Hey, big up.
Yeah. And so we will be taking on Ron Colley Saturday.
Okay.
At Franklin Central.
Cool.
And the Ben Davis boys also have their basketball showcase this weekend on Saturday as well. Terre Haute South at 10 a.m.
My hometown.
And Terre Haute North at 6 p.m. that night.
What?
So.
Wow.
We are going up against both Terre Haute's.
Wow. What location? At South or North, you know? Who cares?
It's Terre Haute South.
That is interesting. No, man, I can find some gas money and go down and check that game out. Can brother get a loan?
True.
Wait, I'm sorry, go ahead.
School Talk. Today, Brian Thompson, local musician and IU student, will be in the studio. We're trying to track him down right now.
Make sure that IU is studying for those tests.
True. School Talk with Emerson is every Friday, but we do have one more this week before we go off to winter break.
Mm-hmm.
So that is on Friday at 7:30 a.m., and then we'll replay again on Sunday at 2 p.m.
That sounds good.
So, but also, you can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/WBDGND and on Twitter at WBDG.
You said facebook.com? I had a speaker one time when he talks. It's kind of interesting how he talks, and he goes, he brings a high pitch to the last parts of his speech. Like, are you ready, ready, ready? You know, I guess he gets say about ready, ready, ready. You know, are you ready, ready, ready? Are you ready for real? You know,
are you ready?
I guess it kind of catches everybody off guard. You sitting there and you be listening to him and you be falling asleep. Are you awake, Roke?
Are you going to sleep?
Yeah, are you listening? Yeah. Can you imagine teachers did that? If you was in the classroom and you were sitting there and kind of like halfway paying attention, and, and then he or she would go, are you awake? I had to mess your brain cells up.
He'd be like, what? What'd you say?
Okay. What was that thing you just told or talked about?
That was, I think that was the
And the girls, speaking of girls basketball, I saw a Mr. Easter made a post about, I think Lawrence North has the last 3 years were the county champions as far as the ladies of the county, something like that. But now, how'd you make that post? Was it the girls? They were Lawrence North girls were the champs for about 3 years, and then, but they're not going to be this year. Not going to repeat.
No, four-peat. They were defeated the other night by North Central in the Marion County tournament. So it comes down to between comes down between Ben Davis and Lawrence North. They've combined to win the last 9 Marion County tournaments.
Mm-hmm. Cause I was just thinking about our girls because I was Facebooking with Breer Guys
and
Dee Dee Williams on Facebook the other day. And I was thinking about the girls when they were here playing basketball. And then I think our girls are doing great this year.
They are. They're off to a great start. They're 9-2 now.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to say that's what we're used to. I say that? I guess I just did.
Right.
It was a good game last night. It really was.
Used to. Yeah, I'm going to have to, Mr. Allen, I'm going to have to show up in the suits and the tie and be in the corner or something looking like men in black. Mr. Allen showing. My hat's off to the girls, you know, playing that good old basketball. You know, because a lot of times, because in the news, you know, all you get, I mean, this is just me talking, but in the news, and I don't know if it's geared that way, because when you read the news, sometimes you feel like all you get is the terrible stuff. All you hear is the bad stuff, you know. And we got so many kids here at the school doing so many good things. I wish the media, and I guess we're part of the media too, would actuate, you know, and push out the positive instead of always showing the negative when you turn the 6 o'clock news on.
But
I read somewhere, and this is just me talking, I read somewhere that, you know, they got to make their dollars, and this is what I read. They got to make the money, so, you know, I guess negative news sells. I don't know. I disagree. That's just me talking. You know, I like talking about the good things that our young people are doing, not all the bad things going on in the world, because there's so many crazy things going on, but a lot of good things going on also. A professional speaker friend of mine named Walter Bond, he talks about how media's job is to make money, and so – and I think he said he found out that America is addictive to negative information. So if that's true, if that's really true, which I hope not, if it really is true, to be successful, to me, my advice is cut off the news. I'm sorry, I just said it. Cut off the news to be don't get saturated all that negative information. You know, read a book.
Yeah, read a book.
You know,
read a book.
Go to the library. Our library is the bomb. That's a whole new kind of show.
I live by a library, so I could get easy access.
Books.
Yeah, I was just downtown the other day at our Indianapolis Public Library, the big one, and that thing is the bomb.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
Yeah, as far as even for events or just for researching or just going downtown on your day off, nothing to do, go out and read a book and just chill out at the library. It is the bomb.
And by the way, you paid for it.
True.
It's right there. It's right there in your property taxes.
Oh, yeah.
You take advantage of it.
Now, that's real news you can use.
Oh, yeah.
That is so true.
No, you paid for it, so make sure that you you utilize that library. I think it was a couple months ago, I went to a forum there, and one of their rooms that you can rent. I don't know. You can rent out or if they make them available. I don't know which, but a beautiful room. And I mean, there's a lot of things down there at the library that you don't know about. Yeah. So check them out.
And they had an event the other day. Well, Yelp. Yelp is a internet.
Yep.
Y-E-L-P. Yeah, Yelp. Had a Yelp bazaar, a small business bazaar. And it was pretty awesome. Oh, yeah, a lot of small businesses were there, you know, relating and making contacts. So check out the library. I mean, the library's got it going on. you know, and then fill yourself with negative, you know, unfill yourself with negative news and fill yourself up with positive news, because that's just so much good stuff going on in the school, in the streets, in the community. And I know, a whole new show, and I shouldn't go there, but I'm going to go. I know we're going to get a new chief of police. You know, and I know the new chief of police talked about the crime stats and how Indianapolis is this, Indianapolis is that, a lot of crime. But, hey, Indianapolis is a great place to live. I don't care what no one says. I don't care what no one says. It's safer than a lot of big cities. I don't care. No, I said it. It's safer than a lot of big cities. And there's so much good stuff going on in this community. Go downtown on Friday night, Saturday night, and watch all that traffic, foot traffic at the nightclubs, the restaurants. You don't see anybody walk around in fear. I mean, they're enjoying themselves, you know. It's, we got knuckleheads out there. We got 10% knuckleheads everywhere. But it's 90% of good peoples. Good peoples.
Right.
Good peoples out there in the community.
And you mentioned new chief police, Troy Riggs,
mm-hmm.
who is kind of the former public safety director for Mayor Ballard. So he's going over. Will be the IMPD chief as of January 1.
January 1.
So
we'll get him on the show.
New things.
I know absolutely. We will. I know we will. You can't hide. I know where you work at.
And we can go ahead and announce this on January.
Yeah.
Let's see. Is it January 8th?
Yeah.
The week we come back from break, we have the Marion County prosecutor will be with us.
What?
Terry Curry.
Yeah.
Oh, so boy. Everybody be good.
And keep in mind, y'all, his second time on School Talk.
Second time on School Talk.
You know, we don't do kitty shows. We don't do kitty shows. I might act like a kid sometimes.
Hey, but it's just fun.
We do news you can use.
Right.
I mean, I was going through my archives, and Julia Carson found the old tape when she was in the studio, and I was playing some old archives. And we do news. I mean, Lamian Brewster. I mean, Mayor Peterson. I mean, Mayor Ballard. I mean, BDTV got a shout out from Senator Barack Obama when he was running for president.
President of the United States.
We do stuff. We do news.
Yeah, we covered the president. We covered the first lady. We covered
Hillary Clinton.
We've been all over the place. Hillary Clinton, we carried her entire remarks when she was here.
She interviewed here in the studios with our BDTV.
Had a great breakfast that morning.
Yeah, we sure did. Yeah. make me kind of hungry. We do news. That. I'm going to find an article that said.
I never forget a good breakfast.
Yeah, that was a good breakfast. That was a good breakfast. Yeah, that was good. Had pool table and all. No, I didn't have a pool table then, did I?
I haven't seen your pool table.
No, I got a pool table.
But I haven't seen your pool either.
Yeah, I can't play either. I don't have a pool. Oh. I step in a lot. But anyway, leave that alone. It was like, then it was like, when we talk about positive stuff, when we do news, there was an article that was written. I can't find it. I'm going to find it. That said that Julia Carson was on a kiddie show. I'm going to find that, who said that, and get them in there. Because we act like a kid sometimes, but we do news. It ain't not no kiddie show.
Yeah, that came from, I can't remember what source that came from, but they were mad because we got all the candidates together. They didn't. That's what it was.
Right. You know, we had them all in the studio. And then it was on Channel 8. Jim Scheller did a piece on Channel 8, and he opened his piece by showing our studio and saying that Julia Carson was on the radio station.
BDTV's video.
Yeah, exactly. And he didn't say get his kiddie show because he understand news. He understand breaking news, and he knew that we had them before he had them.
Right.
You know, because Channel 8 did a debate, and we had a forum here before they had a debate, so we had them in one location before they did. And he recognized that, and I appreciate Channel 8 the way they did that piece. And I'm going to find that cut and go find that person and bring him on the show. Do a show on him, whoever that person. Maybe he or she, I don't know.
You know, I know we're kind of killing time here until our guest arrives, hopefully.
Oh, my student shows up empty.
Right.
I'm on the contact with them. They're still down there waiting on
them. Okay. They are at the main office, right?
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure. Traffic's bad. Fog's bad this morning. So there could be a lot of reasons why he's not here. But, you know, I don't think people really know. You talk about this being the 2,400 and blah, blah, blah time that we've done this
14.
Show.
14.
You know, we still have, I was counting up, we still have 20 shows to go in this season.
Wow.
So
that'll
put us about 35, 36 shows. So you figure that out over 13 years, it's a lot of shows.
It's a lot of shows.
But when you go back, I don't think people really realize how we got started. We don't go back and talk about that.
Yeah, that's true.
All that much. So I didn't
back
know.
Back in time?
I didn't know if you wanted to.
Yeah, what? Well,
might it, as well because
well, actually, you know, let's do that because it started from an idea because Indianapolis radio had talk radio, and at that time Willie Frank Millerbrook was a local talk show host on WTOC, and he was very, 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 very controversial. I mean, he had a controversial with a big C, man, with a big C, you know. And so, you know, and I was saying, wait a minute, his opinions, I disagree with his opinions. And I felt like, you know, that my opinions were different than his, you know. I'm an African-American. I got something I wanted to say. I don't agree with everything he says. So I came across the street, and I live across the street. I came across the street, and I wanted to do a demo tape. I want to do a demo tape to do a pilot for a radio show for Indianapolis, Indiana, because, you know, we all don't think alike. You know, so I came over, and I spoke to the then-principal, Dr. David Marcotte.
Right. Right.
Principal David Marcotte.
He is a doctor now.
He is a doctor now? Get out of here. Yeah. Hootie-hoo. And then, so I talked to him, and, you know, and then the conversation kind of, like, switched a little bit. He said, I like your concept. I like your idea, but... Let's do it from here. Let's do a community show based out of WBDG, out of Ben Davis High School. Go back and talk to Mr. Easter and Mr. Goring and see what they think, and see what and that I was a I think I was I might have been a BD dad at that time, and then so I came back and talked to you guys, and you guys kind of listened to me, this crazy guy talking about trying to do something on radio who he never done that on radio before.
Well, it was and two Mr. Marcotte when he came to us. He kind of gave us, put a bug in our ear before, mm-hmm. I guess you'd maybe seen him before, mm-hmm. and he kind of put a bug in our ear, and he's like, hey, John, you have to meet this guy. You got to meet him. You're not going to believe him when you meet him. You know, he's awesome. You're just going to, I'm thinking, he's wanting this parent to come on here.
Oh, yeah, that was always
my gosh. What's he getting me into?
What have we got in the bag?
Because, ladies and gentlemen, we get a lot of requests for airtime here. And it's not that we don't want to provide it. Mm-hmm. It's just that sometimes you don't know what angle people are coming from.
Exactly.
When they come in and want the airtime, you don't know if they've got an axe to grind. You don't know if they've had a bad experience with something and they want to, you know, you just don't know. You don't know where they're coming from.
What's coming out of their mouth?
So usually I punt that up. You know, that's where I send it is up the ladder. So when it's coming back down the ladder at me, it's kind of like, okay, so what are we? So we sat down with Emerson and we met him and we were like, we got to get this guy on the air.
We got to get this guy.
We got to get this guy. So the only thing I said was, maybe you want to divide your show into segments.
Yeah.
As always said. Yeah. And mm-hmm. then after that, mm-hmm. took off. And
our first show was on Sagan.
Yeah, Sagan Pants.
And I'm still on that.
You're still on it.
That's 2003 I was talking about Sagan.
When people stop sagging, you'll stop nagging.
Yep.
When
you
they
stop sagging.
And they ain't stopped sagging yet. That was in 2003. So we're still dealing with this. It's past
13
the point.
Years.
It's past later. The point of being a fad. You know, it's turned to a lifestyle. And I think who said it best? I think Dr. Buss said it best about the medical field. Really loves this because everybody's going to need new hips.
Orthopedic surgeons.
Yep. Going to need hip replacements because y'all walking like ducks. Wild on. And police department like it too because you run around with your pants hanging down. You can't run. They catch you when you're doing something you ain't supposed to be doing anyway.
And you got to be careful crossing the street.
Yeah, hit by a car. Yeah. You know, because you can't move fast. You walk like a duck. You know, most ducks, you can't duck. What's worse than that? It's an old man sagging. I can't stand it.
Here we go.
I can't stand an old man sagging. I mean, come on, man. I'm 61 years old. Get a belt. It don't make no sense. You know, it just looks stupid. I mean, I've seen some stuff on YouTube I wish I could do. It was a crazy YouTube. The guy walking around people pulling their pants up. He got hit a couple times across the lips, but it was a gag. But I know what I want to do that too. Go up behind him, pull your pants up. It's a simple request.
They ain't going to do it. You know that.
I know. I'll probably get punched too trying to pull somebody's pants up, you know. Remember, if I get rich. Listen, hi there. My name is Emerson Allen, and you pull your pants up for a whole week, I give you $1,000.
There you go. I bet they will do that. I bet they will pull their pants up after that.
I got people watching you.
Hey, there you go.
You're a big brother? I'm big aunt, though.
The mustache will always follow.
Always follow.
The mustache will always
follow. You've heard the elf of the shelf? This is the stash on the shelf.
Yeah. Hey.
I will be there.
Got the eyes of this guy.
Who was my first guest? Was it Chief?
I think it was Chief Barker.
Chief Barker.
Yeah.
I think it was Chief Barker.
Jerry Barker.
Ben Davis
Graduate. We started high.
Mm-hmm.
Aimed high. First producer, Adam Hedrick and Jason Lee.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. We had Chief Barker. We also had another Chief Police. Chief Police, he called in.
Good Chief Spears.
Yeah. Sure, Chief Spears. Yeah. So we didn't get Chief High on the show. Sorry, Chief. Get you in your next life. Probably a radio talk show host somewhere.
I don't think we had him either yet.
Yeah, that's cool. You know, but the show is community based. You know, student produced, and it's always been student produced.
Yeah, I mean, that was our other rule.
You know,
and besides segments, we wanted to make sure we had a student behind the board.
Yeah,
because students kind of add, I think, a different perspective than you or I have.
Most definitely.
That's why you say it in the intro,
mm-hmm.
you know, from teachers, from parents, from students.
Everybody. Yes, exactly, because they do give a different. I mean, they see it. They might see my cup of coffee, and they might see my coffee half full. I might see it half empty. I hate having a half empty cup of coffee. So that's a hint. Go put some more coffee in. No, that might be a W.
I just want to roll over and laugh. That's awesome.
That might be a W. Now, I did meet President. I met President Bush W in Washington, D.C. when I was working for Mayor Bart Peterson at the Faith-Based Conference. And to this day, I wish I was wearing a certain tie. My wife bought me some religious ties. And at that time, President Bush was really big on faith-based initiatives. And I was wondering if I had come out. When I was talking to him, I was wondering if he would saw that tie and said, oh, I like that tie.
And then
took it off and handed it to him. I'll give it to you, but you got to wear it.
Secret Service would have tackled you.
Yeah, I've got some bad, crazy. We got some looks from Secret Service over the years. Our kids have got some looks from Secret Service over the years. I think our BDTV cameraman, when we covered McCain, got some looks from Secret Service going in the wrong era on purpose, trying to get a story. And then I think during Palin, when she was in Carmel, once again, our BDTV cameraman trying to get a story. You know, Secret Service turned them around, and then on the east side of Marion County, when Senator Obama, and then I was touching him on his shoulder, I got some big time looks, some big crocodile eyeballs from the two Secret Service agents, and I got that on my Facebook. They'll look at me like, okay, one wrong move, and you're pulling back a stub.
We really learned a lot covering the presidential. Campaigns, and you know, hopefully in 2016 we get that same kind of attention paid to Indiana again. But we learned so much just covering those candidates going out and about, and whenever they were in town, we were there. I think we missed three.
They were 10 times in the state of Indiana. We were there 7 times during in 2000. Well, take it back. When President or then Senator Obama was in Indiana. It was in Indiana from 2008 to being 10 times, 2008 to being president combination. He was in Indiana 10 times. Out of those 10 times he visited Indiana, our cameras, our radio crew was there 7 times.
And it always would seem like as soon as the president was ready to talk or the senator at that time was ready to talk, we'd be talking to Emerson. You know, have the student on. We'd be interviewing everybody. And then as soon as you get the president, hey, good to see everybody.
We lose our signal.
Our signal would cut.
Oh.
Then it would, hey,
I'm back. Glad to see you. See you next
Thank
time.
Thank you.
He's good. Yeah, he's good.
Good morning.
He was gone.
Bye.
But if you could see the kids at the event, and their faces. While they're covering it, the BDTV kids, the kids from publication, the kids from the radio, if you could see their faces while they're rubbing shoulders with the muckety mucks and talking to them and getting their interviews. it's priceless.
And you know, I think I remember most, and we saw it when President and now President Obama, we saw it first at Plainfield when he came there. You could always tell when the candidate's about to arrive because the national media arrives. You know, it's and it's like a whole nother atmosphere when they get there because they stop, they slam their equipment down, point the camera. The candidate walks out, gives their speech, answers their questions, gets done. National media tears down their stuff. They're like, you know, it's just, you know, they do this stuff every day, and it's so amazing to see them work. Where, you know, as local folks, we're just, you know, you had to drop your stuff hours in advance.
Exactly.
And have, you know, have everything set up. It's like the national media just comes in, bam, done, gone. And when Hillary Clinton spoke here at Ben Davis, she had requested a hospitality room for the national media. Well, the national media came. They dropped their cameras. They recorded the event. Then they tore down and left.
Right.
So guess what? We got to eat all the food.
We did.
Yes. Yes.
That's as soon as they were gone, man, it was some good food, too.
And we like to eat.
And
we
and,
like to eat. We like to eat.
Trivia question here in our studio. They use this as an interview spot for Mrs. Clinton. Mm-hmm. So she was here in our studios one time.
That's what I'm talking about. You know, we do so much, and the kids get involved with so much positive. I wish folks would spend more time talking about the positive in our community, the positive with our kids.
You know, like you said, we covered Sarah Palin's speech up in Noblesville, and we also covered Senator McCain when he landed.
The airport.
He did I think it was a couple days before the election. He did a touchdown and go.
Yeah. And talk about excitement, even at the airport, when you saw his plane land, because where we were located, and we were mobile. I mean, we were mobile. We had the little baby. We called it a little baby. We were going from location to location trying to get interviews and trying to get close as we can to Senator McCain, and got turned back by Secret Service. But we were mobile, and we were just like media. And then at one time, we were covering Senator Obama, and we had to get there early, and we had our spot, and someone tried to take our spot. And then Secret Service said, no, they were here first. Lee BDTV, they were here for Liam Malone.
Here comes MTV. It was MTV.
Wanted to move us. We'll know we're here first. So we already talked about the positive. And our guest today would have been Brian Thompson. Something must have happened because I spoke to him last night. Well, we emailed back and forth and we Twittered back and forth. And he said he was going to be here. So apparently something came up. Brian graduated from Broad Ripple Magnet High School in 2015. No, not 2015. Yeah, 2015.
Yeah.
And now he's a IU student.
Yeah.
You know, so we all got something in common. You went to IU.
I didn't. I did.
I didn't go to school.
Yeah.
But anyway, my kids went to IU, so.
And Brian, I'm sure you've seen him. Tremendous local artist. Played the national anthem a few times for the Pacers. Has a new CD out. That was kind of what piqued my interest in us being a station that plays smooth jazz. That's his genre. So
I think I first met him in 2004 or 5 or 6 when he was actually little.
Yeah,
Brian Thompson.
Not little anymore.
He's little anymore. He's probably taller than I am. And I was saying, who is that little kid up there playing that a soprano saxophone? And he's just grown since then.
Because literally. You know, you play the sax?
I play sax. I play now. It sounds like a train wreck, but I play tenor sax. But one year I did borrow one. One year I wanted to play one for my wife's birthday. And I did borrow one from the school. Thank God. They said I brought it back. Broke. I'm just kidding. But I borrowed because I played it so terribly. But no. But I borrowed one, and I was able to play a little bit. But it's been a while since I played the axe. You know, but this guy, he plays soprano sax, tenor sax, and piano. And I wanted to find out, I will find out later when I get a chance to meet with him. We'll get him back on the airways, see what other instruments that he does play here on Giant 90.9. But we wanted to get him into the studio because last time, we've had jazz artists before, You know, we've had Rob White, who's from Indianapolis, Indiana. And Rob used to work for the city of Indianapolis in the administration department. And every day at lunchtime, you would see him over at the city market practicing his skill with his alto saxophone. And he wasn't begging for money. Folks might have gave him something. He's over there practicing, and people were liking it. And then Rob kept playing. Now he's on Orpheus Records, you know, a national jazz artist, Rob White. You know, so we've had jazz artists that are doing...
John Harden Project.
You know, he came on with his agent.
Another Broad Ripple grad.
Yep. You know, Indianapolis Strong. And so I want to get Steve Ali.
Yeah.
Steve Ali is a Ben Davis grad.
Yeah.
I heard he's coming to town to the Jazz Kitchen. Not commercial. And I need some money. I need to get involved. I need to start raising some money for radio from all these sponsors I talk about. But he's going to be at that location. And Steve Ali's a Ben Davis graduate. And I want to talk about, you know, persistence. I want to talk about dreams. I want to talk about how you got to where you got. Is that proper?
How you got to where you got to go, almost.
How'd you get there? You know, what'd you go through? You know, what would your brain say? You know, this is my trumpet hoodie. I just noticed your shirt.
Yeah. Classic.
That's pretty cool. I like that emblem, the trumpet guy there.
Yeah.
Is that trademark? I'm just kidding. Probably
is. Yeah, but this happens sometimes, we're live radio, and you can't make this stuff up.
Nope.
Well, you can make it up, when your guest has something come up, you know.
It comes up. We're going to try to get him back. We got Terry Curry on January the 8th. So we're going to work the calendars and try to get him back on.
Next week we may have somebody from IMPD coming in.
Hey.
We're still working on that to talk about crime and things that go on around the holidays.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
Got to be smart. Because the Grinch is out there.
Right.
He is. And he's not green. Sometimes he's black. Sometimes he's brown. Sometimes he's yellow. Sometimes he's purple. Well, not never purple. You know, purple's good. Purple's a good color. Look out for the branch. you gotta watch your stuff. You know, I don't like bad guys. Mm. I don't like bad guys at all. When you work hard for your stuff, and some knucklehead come and take your stuff, I get really mad. I hit him on.
And you know, one thing people are doing now, they're telling you watch your packages on your.
Yeah. I saw that on TV. Mm-hmm.
Definitely watch those, me, because. Yeah. People in my neighborhood.
Walk up and steal your packages off your porch.
Exactly.
Yeah, smile you on camera. They don't even care about the camera. Like what was that one song? It wasn't me. You know.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it was. I saw you on camera.
It wasn't me.
Yeah, it was.
Then he had to show them stupidest criminal. We got a bunch of those out there today.
Dumb.
They're always out there. Are you kidding me?
Oh. I like those. Get them cars.
But hopefully we'll have somebody next week from there. And then have the break. Have Terry Curry coming back. And we'll try to get reschedule Brian.
Yeah, I do want him in the studio because he's got a great story.
Maybe sometime in May when he's out of school.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. I get Twitter. I didn't get nothing on Twitter. I hope he's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was pretty soupy this morning.
Yeah. So.
It was really crazy.
It's our weather. El Nino. El Nino. Well, they say we have El Nino winter this winter.
Yeah. It'll
be warmer.
It's been supposed to be pretty warm this weekend.
Yeah.
So
yay.
Hopefully you'll be wearing shorts and a tank top or something when you're listening to this on Sunday.
I'll be up in Michigan. So
what you doing?
I'm going to go up for family Christmas. We're doing up there.
Yeah, guess what's coming to dinner? I'm just kidding.
Hey, why not?
Come on down, Emerson.
Come on down. Michigan? What part?
Sports Creek.
Where's that at?
Flint.
Flint, okay. I got family in Detroit. Been there once. I want to go back. Detroit's on. Hey, folks, you heard it here first. Detroit's on the rebound. Detroit's coming back.
Yes.
That downtown's looking good.
Right here.
They need to come here. Take some notes from us. If they haven't.
Actually, we went there and took some notes from them.
Oh yeah.
You know, they sent a whole delegation from the city county building up there.
Okay.
There we go.
Yeah.
That's what I'm
talking about, because there are some buildings up there in Detroit that have 100% occupancy now, and they're trying to see
what they did.
Yeah, what they did.
They're doing it right.
Yep.
It's looking good. Downtown Detroit looking good. So they're on the right road. So we'll get some more stuff and things to talk about, and we'll do some more stuff and things next week. But now I guess I got to get this young man to class, Mr. Easter, in the hallway, because it's time to go. So in closing, to the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves, in others, to give back. What? What? Yeah, I said it. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to be the copycat. Just copy the right cat, like Brian Thompson. We'll find out more about that cat. He's a hot cat. That kid is doing it right. His parents did it right. I want to know more about mom and dad. I'm going to get real nosy here with him. I'm gonna be all in this Kool-Aid bowl. I'm going to be all in your Kool-Aid, Mr. Brian Thompson. All in, because you got a success story. So remember, don't get hung with the wrong crowd either. Don't do that. And y'all know I'm going there. You know there I am. You know I am. And young man, be a man. Pull up your pants. I still can't say. Stand sagging. 2003, I talked about it. You're still sagging. It's not fad. It don't look good. It looks stupid. Girls really don't like it. Read my lips. They said girls don't like it.
Nobody likes sagging.
I mean, you might be a smart kid.
Smart.
Might be an A student. Might be a brainiac. But you look stupid. Yeah, I said it. You look.
I want to go around and pull up your pants, man.
Man, just pull them. Just pull them up. Get a belt. You look so much better.
Suspenders.
Okay. All right. Keep
get
going.
Get a crane to follow you around.
Orthopedics. Yeah. Orthopedics. That medical field going to love you. Yeah, walk across the street if you want to. Anyway, I'm the previous suppressed from School Talk. Next review is the embassy of Wayne Township, Penn Davis High School, or Giant 90.9, or WBDG. They're my views, Emerson, and
but
my
we
guest.
Agree on the sagging.
Say what?
We agree.
Dr. Bus even agrees on the sagging.
Yeah. Yep.
It's universal. Pull them up. See you next week. Well, I'll be back next week.
Yep.
See you next week on School Talk.
Unless somebody knows something we don't. Yeah.